Blog Talk Radio.
Breaking records, and we breaking artists. 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Grinding down mix. Favorite grinder, chill wheel. K100 Radio. Let's go. Turn up. We do this.
Now tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Oh yeah. K100 Radio, what's happening? www.k100radio.com. I'm your host, Blizzum. What up, though? Shots fired. Pause. And we're back with another one of our direct line interviews here at K100 Radio. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Of course, you can listen to us live 24/7. If you need links to get our mobile apps, if you need to follow us on TuneIn, you want to check us out on Apple TV, or Apple TV Now, a whole bunch of other ways you can check us out. Just go to www.k100radio.com. That's where you can catch us out at when we're live 24/7. So don't forget that, all right? Again, it's time to set up one of our direct line interviews. And what we do over here at K100 Radio with a direct line interview is we highlight artists, business people, DJs. We talk to, like, all kind of people, man, sports people. And we just pick their brain a little bit, get into their career, ask them a couple questions. Now, with the artists, of course, as you know, we always going to give you some of the music. So today, I want to welcome to the broadcast for the first time, London. London, what's going on, man? Welcome to K100 Radio. What's popping, homie?
What's good, Blizzard, man? I appreciate you having me, man. What's up, everybody out there? Shout out the K100 Radio, man, for giving me this opportunity, man. I really do appreciate it.
Well, it's great, and great to have you on the broadcast. Again, the number is 347-934-0966. Hey, if you're on the phone lines and you want to talk, you want to holler, you want to give London some feedback and some shout-outs, make sure you press the number one on your keypad so I know you want to holler. All right, just press the number one on your keypad if you're on the phone lines. So, London, it seems like London's got a lot of people checking in right now. Listen to the interview, want to holler at them, give them some love. So that's what's up, man. So go ahead and formally introduce yourself to the broadcast for me real quick. You got the floor. Take it off.
How y'all doing, man? I'm London Childs, man. I'm an artist out of Atlanta, Georgia, man. I've been doing music now for about a good 6 or 7 years. It started out as me just doing poetry. And from poetry and spoken word, it just grew into music, man. And I'm really in love with the craft, and it's really where my heart is at. And I appreciate everybody calling in, man. I sent this out to my Facebook, my Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter, London MC, Instagram, London MC, London Childs. You Google my name, it's all out there. No, listen, man, this opportunity, man. You're doing a lot for these artists out here and everybody, man. Great opportunity, man. Thanks a lot. I really do appreciate that.
Well, first of all, thank you for rocking with us. And I want to make sure everybody, you know, everybody, a lot of times, man, you know, I know a lot of artists and a lot of people don't want to talk about struggle of being an independent artist. A lot of people don't want to talk about how you have to basically live a double life when you're an independent artist, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's really hard. It's difficult being a famous person or whatever, but of course you've got the money, and when you're getting paid to do music, it's just sometimes a lot easier, because barring any kind of personal drama you may have, your job every day getting up going is to create music and doing what you love to do. But when you're an independent artist and you're not there yet, but you're trying to get there, you got to live two lives. It's literally Clark Kent Superman shit. It's like you got to be an artist and you got to maintain and take care of family and do everything else just to survive out here. And so I respect the independent artists who have to go through that, because I've gone through that. And you got a song called I Hate My Job. This is why I'm going to get ready to play that one in a little bit. We're going to play both of the songs you got. We got Cool in there. We're going to play Hate My Job. But just the fact that you got that kind of song is one of those songs I like to hear independent artists talk about the real life shit, because oftentimes we want to be lied to and shit. Let's just keep it 100.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We want artists to lie
true.
To us that they fucking all the bitches, that they getting all the money, they got all the dope in the trap, blah, 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 blah. And they're going to be having to go to work and shit. And more often than not, that's actually the case. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we live in a fake until you make it society, which is complete. It drives me crazy. But I can't wait for the people to hear that song. We're going to play that one in a minute. You know what I'm saying? But let's pause, back up, rewind. You said you've been doing it for a minute. You represent the A-Town. All right. So tell us about your career, not well, specifically as an artist, the music that you make, what's your inspiration? When you get into the booth, when you go ahead.
I think my inspiration is more like everyday. I hate my job. I like to tell stories. Just more real life, because a lot of stuff, like I said, a lot of artists talk about, they're not really doing. And mine is just like, I let my music come to me. I let it come from the heart instead of just trying to say something that sounds good. I don't want things to sound good. I want to say what's real and make it sound good. So I try to keep it as real as possible when I speak and I do music. And you couldn't have said it any better. Like you say, living a double life, like you go to work, you still got to pay for things, you got family, you got kids, you got other family members that, that might need help, you got to pay for studio time, you got some shows you got to pay for, you got to pay for things, things still cost. So I just like to keep it as real as possible, you know what I mean, when I do my music, and I'm inspired from my life and maybe the life of someone else. So I might tell someone else's story and let you know what they're going through. I might not have went through it, but I let you know where they're coming from, because they might not be able to express how they feel. So I express how others feel, too. But I try to keep it as real as possible, you know what I mean? Because a lot of us out here are living real lives, and we don't have a lot of money, and we're not throwing it up. We're not buying cars and all that stuff like you hear on the radio. We live real lives. So I try to keep it as real as possible, no matter what.
So when you run into the situation, and, of course, I'm pretty sure you have, and if you haven't, you will, where you have to make a specific type of song for the DJs, for the club, you got to make a certain kind of record that says, okay, the DJ can play, because you can't be too serious in the club, and you're in Atlanta, you're in the South, and if you're trying to break out via that outlet, then you got to make a certain kind of song with a certain kind of beat. So they say. Of course, we see time and time again, there are exceptions to all the rules, but when you come across that, do you ever go into the studio and make a song and say, okay, well, this is for the club. It's not necessarily the song I like. It's not necessarily the song I love. But I'm going to make this record so I can give it to such and such DJ or whatever. Because honestly, although I'm not a fan of that, I understand that strategy and I've seen it work. I can't lie. I cannot lie. I've seen artists get on making music that they really don't even like. But then the problem is they get on that way, and then when they try to do what they love, their fans and followers don't accept it because they came out one way. What do you feel about that? Do you ever go in there and just make songs that it's not necessarily really what you want to do, but, you know, it is what it is. You're going to play the game.
I have, but I still try to keep it as real as possible. I have made certain songs that I feel like they are for the club, but if I say something that has a club beat, I still try to keep it as real as possible. But I have been to the club before. I have, you know what I'm saying, been drunk and had a good time in the club. So it has time. I have been to the club and had a good time. So I can rap about that and still keep it real instead of like I'm selling out. I'm just saying this just because it sounds hot. So if it is something about the club, it still is more real for me, because I have been to the club with my friends. We had a good time and everything. So it's still real, you know what I mean? It might not be what I want to say. I might try to dumb it down a little bit and not try to be so, you know what I mean, serious. But it's still real. It's not something I'm making up or like I'm on a song and I'm saying, well, I'm throwing $10,000 in the club. No, it's not like that. I'm in the club with some of my people. We smoking, we drinking, we having a good time. You know what I mean? And a girl keeps calling my phone. I have a song like that called Dial Tone, where a female just keep blowing my phone up all the time while I'm in the club. So that's one of the ones I made for the club. But but I try not to go too much on like the unrealistic club songs.
All right, the unrealistic club song, which is, I hate unrealistic club songs. You know what I'm saying? You know, I hate club songs that make you feel like you the brokest nigga in the club because you ain't
exactly.
You ain't putting $10,000 up a stripper ass. Anyway, moving on. Not that I put a lot of money up strippers' asses before in my lifetime. I'm just saying. You know,
I
have. I'm a victim of that. You know what I'm saying? I love the strippers. What you want me to do? But I tell you what. Look, I also want to bring this up because I've had a conversation with you about this before. About the lyricism in your hip hop, about how much you feel lyrics play a part, you know, how you feel like, you know, in the South, a lot of people have this unfair look at the South, even though we know it's not true that we live here. If you're a fan of Southern hip hop, you know it's not true, but most people have a view like, oh, when it comes to Atlanta and the South, it's just club and it's just dumbed down lyrics and that's it. Nobody's really spitting bars. And I've had a conversation with you about that. You know what I'm saying? About how you feel about, you know, the actual lyricism in the art of hip-hop. What do you feel about that? Do you feel like the South, especially Atlanta, because of a lot of the music that has come out over the course of the last 10 years at least, that the lyricists that live in this city, that's born and raised here, are not getting their just dues?
I do feel like they're not getting their just dues. I feel like they're just underground. I think if people who really listen to music, they know who the lyricists are in the city, then you have a lot of stuff on the radio. So the radio is like, I guess, the mass and majority. So that's all you're really going to hear if you're just in your car. But I think there are a lot of lyricists in Atlanta. They just don't get their credit. They're just still underground, or they're not as big as, or they're not making it to the radio. So I feel like there are a lot of lyricists in Atlanta, really. Because, I mean, I've heard them. I've been to shows out in the city, and I heard a lot of lyricists, but it just seems like when it comes to the radio and the mainstream, you don't really hear them. You know what I mean? As much as you would hear, like, a lot of dumbed-down tracks or not as lyrical. So everybody else who's hearing Atlanta music, they're just hearing the mainstream things. Like, well, that's all we hear on the radio. We don't hear any lyrics. But I do believe there are a lot of lyrics, like myself and other artists in Atlanta. You know what I mean? You just don't hear about it. Unless you're on SoundCloud or Facebook, but you don't hear about it on the radio. So people from other cities are like, well, the South, all I hear on their radio station mainstream is, you know what I mean, this kind of music. So they just the stuff like that. But I do believe there are a lot of lyricists here. They're just not getting the credit, I believe, from the mainstream. I believe they get credit from underground, but not mainstream.
Yeah, because, I mean, we play all that shit over at K1's Radio. So we don't, we're a fairly new, we're a radio, but we're a new form of radio. We're competing with a technology that's been around over 100 years. You know what I'm saying? So internet radio has been around all of 15 years. FM has been around for over 100 years. You know what I'm saying? Even satellite radio has been around for 25 years. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they've even got to jump on internet radio. So we're a new format, but we like to think that, you know, we give the independent artists and people like yourself a fair shake over here at K100 Radio. I'm going to get ready to get into the music, and I'm going to take a couple of calls, too. So I want to make sure that we don't run out of time. All right? So, but I got one other question.
All right.
Your path as an artist, you know, you just said, well, if people can't find their music unless they're on SoundCloud, Facebook, whatever. So the digital era right now, a lot of people, I think, have it twisted when it comes to how they're going to market themselves as an artist to get themselves out to the public. You really don't need all the avenues that you used to. You still need a budget somewhat. You still need to be able to promote yourself and get yourself out there. Music isn't free. It's not free to be an artist. You know what I'm saying? People say, all you got to do is just love the music. Shut the fuck up. You have no idea about the music industry. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
You need money to promote yourself. You need lots of it. But what's your path you plan on taking to get yourself out there as an artist in this digital world? What are you going to do? Are you going to press up CDs? Are you going to try to perform a lot? What's actually your plan to get yourself out there to the masses? Because, again, you said you're not rich. You don't have a lot of money or whatever. So when you're working on a budget and you have to work a job and juggle this, what's actually your tactic you feel that you're going to use outside of just doing you and being a unique artist and having your music? What's your attack plan that you have lined up to try to get yourself out there to the forefront?
Well, mine is like I'm definitely going to go the Disney route. I'm definitely going to go as far as the Twitter and everything floating online. But me, first and foremost, I do believe in God. So I believe it's a lot of things that work behind the scenes that we don't have any control over. So I feel like I'm going to put myself out there as much as possible as far as doing shows, meeting people, printing up CDs. I mean, everything that every artist needs to do anyway, shooting videos, promoting online. But I believe when it comes down to it that I believe in God, and I believe that if it's meant to be, you put yourself out there, things that happen, just how they're supposed to happen. Because there's some artists, you know what I'm saying, someone that have gotten big that have not had money. They just met the right people, and they got put in certain positions. Artists out there, like, I use one of, I like Eminem, man. He's one of my favorite, and I feel like he's one of the artists I really look up to, and I feel like he didn't have a lot of money, but like I said, excuse me, he actually, you know what I mean, met the right person through however he met it, and it just happened like that, you know what I mean? So I do believe you do need money. I do believe you need a strong amount of faith, too, and belief in yourself. It does take money, because you got a lot of artists, man, got a lot of money, and they promote everything they want, and they still never get heard. You know what I mean? So I think it takes a combination of the money, the talent, and the faith. It's a combination of different things. It won't just take money, because you might have a lot of money but no real talent, and you might have one little hit, and it might not go anywhere or whatever, or you might not meet that right person who believes in you and, like, you know what, I put the money behind you, or however it might work. Or you got some people, like, you know, like, Soulja Boy, he didn't have a lot of money, but he grew up on the Internet, you know what I mean, and he got what he got. So I believe it does take money. I believe it takes a strong amount of faith and belief in yourself if you don't have the money. But my avenue, I guess, like I say, get more followers on my Twitter and, you know what I mean, and, of course, Instagram and Facebook, and go that route. And I have a show actually on January 28th at the department store. So I'm just trying to connect with a lot of people in the city, man, because I've been working a lot, you know what I mean, a job or whatever, trying to get myself together as a man, because I believe I'm a man before anything, so I'm going to take my responsibilities like that. And then I'm, like I say, prompt cities and do shows and do everything I can within my power. And the rest, you know what I mean, I'm just going to let it fall in place.
All right. I like the answer. I'm going to take a couple of calls. We're going to jump into the music. If you're on the phone lines and you actually want to holler at, holler at London or whatever, just press the number one on your keypad. We got someone that pressed it. Maybe some people are just tuning in to listen because they don't have access to the internet or whatever. Of course, you can listen to us live right now, www.k1radio right now, k1radio.com. And we're on TuneIn. If you have the TuneIn app, just type in K1radio. We got apps for your iPhone, apps for your Android. They're free. Or you can just go to the website. Let me take up a call real quick, though. I know a couple people want to holler at you. Area code 310-602. Welcome to K1's Radio. Who's this?
This is Rollo McCoy. How you doing, brother?
What's going on? Welcome to K1's Radio. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I was in London. You know, I'm a supervisor, and I'm very proud of him, you know, his music. And as a man and as a guy, man, I just want to let him know that, you know, I'm proud of him. And success is going to come his way. I just want to tell him that.
That's what's up, man. So you said you're a supervisor?
Yeah.
You rarely get people from your actual day job that actually support your grind as an artist. Trust me, I know. Big ups to you for that.
Appreciate that, Mr. McCoy. Appreciate that.
Yeah, that is really, really rare. Especially the supervisor. The supervisor mostly trying to fire you because you missed too many days trying to do shows and shit.
Yeah.
That's normally how that goes down. You have friends at work that support you, you know, your coworkers, but the supervisor's normally the ones like, no, you can't have off to go do a show. No. Shout out to you. Thanks for calling in to K1's Radio. We appreciate it, all right?
You're welcome.
Thanks. All right.
Thank you, McCoy. Yeah.
Again, if you're on the phone lines and you want to, I got people on the phone lines. I don't want to go to anyone's line that doesn't want to talk. So if you want to actually holler at London or you want to holler at us, make sure you press the number one on the keypad. It'll say you're now in the host queue, and just let me, and that'll let me know because we got a lot of people on the phones. But that was the only person that pressed the number one, so I'm assuming everybody else is just kind of tuning in and listening. But if you want to holler, you want to give them a shout out, say what's up, whatever, just press the number one on your keypad, and we'll come to your phone line. Just open up your phone and do that. I'm going to go ahead and jump into the music and maybe someone to hit it in between then. I'm going to let you introduce the first song. We're going to do Coolin' first. Hold on a second. Somebody wants to talk. We'll take this one last call, then we'll go into Coolin'. All right. Area code 44536. Welcome to K100 Radio. Who's this?
Hi, Daddy.
Ah, beautiful.
Hey, baby. that's my daughter. Hey, baby.
Daddy.
Yeah. Oh, you do? Okay. Thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
All right. Yes, I love it. That's a big girl. Yo, it's really hard to balance it all sometimes. You know, I tell a lot of people, man, even with this, with K100 Radio, I have to work a job too. You know what I'm saying? This is not a cash business. K100 Radio is also a business of passion. You know, I couldn't live off the income I make, generate from K100 Radio. I just couldn't do it. I have to work and do other things. I got like four different incomes, you know, to make sure that I can keep this thing up and running. You know, we can have these type of platforms for artists. You know what I'm saying? So, again, as someone who's doing internet radio, which is not something that's going to just pay you wild money right off top like that, you have to build it up just like you do as an artist. It's part of being a brand. So I understand what it's like. You know what I'm saying? They have to raise kids and all that stuff and still go hard. So we're going to go ahead and jump into the
yeah,
music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? First song. This one is called Coolin'. All right, tell me about this song, London, before we get ready to jam it out.
Coolin' on the hook. I have a friend of mine who music with us called. His name was Fleetwood Fred. He's on the hook. Me and him, we created this track. It's real laid back, like you're just in your car riding. Chilling, I like the beat when I first made it, and just real chill mode, like you just kick back, want to smoke something, drink something, you know what I mean, just real chill and relax, you know what I mean, so it's Coolin' for everybody out there, man.
Alright, this is London, follow him on Twitter, at London Childs, LUNDONCHILDS, same thing on Instagram, follow him, if you rock with the music, you like it, hit us up on Twitter, at K100 underscore radio, Follow us on Instagram at K100_radio. We're on Facebook too, K100 Radio. Hit us up. All right, London Child, coolin'. You're not rocking with the best. This is K100 Radio.
You are now tuned into K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
Cruising through traffic in an old school. Pull up to the light, they smell the weed, so they know who it is. Mr. Get It, how I live, I got it, so I give it. She love what I'm giving, cause she's getting it, get it. Let's ride to the sunrise. If you with it, I'm with it, my window tinted. So what we do in the back seat, ain't nobody's business. But I own, we both grown, the whip on chrome. Pull up in that Tucson, getting head while the roof gone. Turn your head and your boo gone. My whip game, and it's too strong. Comparing me to you, like an Android, you a flip phone. I flip on the AC, just gotta play a coolin'. Niggas hating, cause they see they bitch choosing. See, I be on some cool shit. Fly the kite with no sail, I just float like a cruise ship. No carnival, but we can go where you wanna go. Just give me the word, I got the herb, roll it up, and you already know I'm on the
green, 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 candy, green, fans on my screen. They keep me coolin', coolin', coolin'. I'm super coolin', coolin', coolin'. Mean the fact that clean is last, breeze in front, folding and back to AC. Keep me coolin', coolin', coolin'. I'm super coolin', coolin', coolin'.
Cool and cruising through traffic with a bad bitch. She roll a blunt, hit it once, hit it twice, and Missy pass it to the T-Roller. We smoke her on the daily. They be trying to get in my whip with all that lip. You must be crazy. Don't play me. I'm on some new shit, but my soul from the 80s. And that Mercedes ride smooth like mad potatoes. You know life is gravy, and lately I've been kicked back in chill mode. And a whip that niggas kill for, and holding to kick it like a field goal. And it's all good when you see me whipping that all wood stand wheel through your neighborhood like a player would. And I just coke, sipping Parmesan mixed with coke. Been in corner, feet hanging out the left out of my door like, on some fool shit. Flies a kite with no sail, I just float like a cruise ship. On cruise control with two holes, two foes in the back, 23s in the front, and you already know what's in my front. I'm on the
green, 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 candy, clean, fans on my screen. They keep me coolin', coolin', coolin'. Super coolin', coolin', coolin'. Mean the fact that clean is last, breeze in front, foes in back, the AC.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
www.k100radio.com. I'm your host, Blizzum. Follow us again on Twitter at K100_radio. Same thing on IG at K100_radio. You can follow me personally at Blizzum on Twitter, at BLIZM. Again, all the links that you need to check us out on K100 Radio is www.k100radio.com. All right, back to the homie London. Yo, I like that joint, man. The hook and everything on that was dope. That hook is...
appreciate it.
Rock with that one right there, man. We're going to get ready to play the other one, the one I told everybody about earlier, the I Hate My Job joint. I got to make sure I get that one on. So when you're in the studio, right, and you're coming up with a joint and you're making it, you bang it out, What's your selection process to say, well, yeah, this song is going to be a go, or maybe this one not so much? You know, a lot of people don't understand that as an artist, when you're in the studio, sometimes you may record for a project 30, 40 songs, and you have to pick them out. What's your selection process like, saying this song is going to be the one that you rock? Do you have listening sessions, or how do you go about that?
With listening sessions, I might just let a few people that are close to me hear it and be like, tell me what you think about this. I always ask for opinions. I'm never just like, this is what I like and what I like. I know that I'm not the one buying my own music, so I definitely got to ask people. Sometimes I ask random people or people close to me. I'm always asking for opinions. What do you think? Should I change this or that? And get others' opinions, because they'll be the ones buying it instead of me. There's a few songs I might hear myself, and I'm like, nah, I ain't really feeling, but then other people feeling it. So I'm like, dang, well, I'm not really feeling that song, but then you like, those be those songs we talked about earlier, those little commercial and club songs. I might not be feeling those as much, but then you got other people like, nah, man, that, you know, not like that. And I'm just like, man, I ain't really feeling it. So, I mean, I might go with that. Like I said, I do it for the fans and I do it for my family. So if they feeling it, then I'll put it out there. You know what I mean? Or I'll go with it if they feeling it because I'm doing it for them anyway. You know what I'm saying? So
there's been a back and forth about that, about artists creating the music that they love as opposed to creating the music that they feel the fans want. I'm a fan of artists just doing them and then making people love them for what they are. You know what I'm saying? There's been a lot of controversy. People like to say, well, you know, hip-hop doesn't sell or whatever. That's just not true. People just have to, now more than ever, because everybody's connected, and then with social media, now more than ever, you really can't just give them the music. You got to sell them. You got to sell yourself as a person along with it. It's got to be a package deal. It's like a brand all together. The song is cool, but then they want to see what you're popping like on social media, what your Twitter hitting like. Then they want to see what you got to say, you know, when you pop up for interviews on the Breakfast Club. And it used to be just, did you have a dope record? And they rarely saw the artist. But now social media has changed all that shit, and they want to know the whole entire you. Or do they like the whole you? Not just the music, you know what I'm saying? They really like everything about you, how you look, and it's a lot that goes with it now. And a lot of people, I think nowadays, more than anything, you have to really be a total package brand and not just the music only. So I feel what you're saying, but I also feel like a lot of artists who are winning just came out and said, I'm going to do me. And them personally, and what they liked was just dope, and people just liked it. Like, I don't think, like Future, for instance, like, I don't know if people just ended up liking Future because he was out for a while and he wasn't doing what he was doing that made him hot. And then he just started doing Future, just started doing him. And all of a sudden, people gravitated and liked it. But he had been around for a while. You know, he had been released projects and mixtapes and everything, but he was really sounding like the average Atlanta rapper. And then he started just doing Future, and everybody said, oh, I like that. That's different. And then he took off. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes it's a balance with that one right there. I always ask artists that question, but it's also a balance. We get ready to go into the next song.
It is.
I see a few people hit the phone line. Make sure you press the number one on the keypad if you want to holler at London. Real quick, we'll take your call. Just make sure you press the number one on the keypad, and I'll come to your phone line. You can ask them a question or just give them a shout-out, feedback, or anything you want to do. Just make sure you hit that number one. We're going to wait for the next song.
Can I say something about this next song? I hate my job song on this one. It's like this one. I really would like to shoot a video for this one because I kind of feel like it's me. I'm playing me and my manager, and it's like almost like not a skit, but that's a song. So I'm going back and forth, and I feel like a lot of people go through this, you know what I'm saying, and like them go to work where their manager is messing with them. So this is one of the songs that I really do like, and I appreciate everybody calling in and listening to all my friends and family. I appreciate all y'all. I know y'all can hear me. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you do got a lot of support. A lot of them may be phone shy. I see a lot of people that call in, but they don't necessarily want to talk. We get that a lot with radio. People just want to call in, and maybe they're just listening over the phone lines, and they don't necessarily want to talk. They don't want to go on the air. But we can see the support. We can see how many people are calling in. We know it's a way we gauge an artist following and support system. It's really easy for us to tell over here at K1's Radio if he has supporters, because they'll come and do a direct line interview and no one calls in at all. And our stream, no one's listening. We're looking at our stream, and we're like, it was right where it was at before we started, where it should jump up when we do a personalized segment like this. And yours jumped up, and we see the people on the phone lines. Matter of fact, we're going to take one more call before we go into the I Hate My Job song. Somebody ponied up. 706, area code 706-799. Welcome to K1's Radio. Who's this?
Yeah, this man.
What's going on,
hey,
man?
Hey, what up, boy?
Yo, what's happening?
What's going on? Yeah, just want to give a shout out to London. You know, keep it up. You know, definitely supporting. You know, definitely loving the music, man. And just keep it coming, man. Keep it coming.
But I appreciate that, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. No problem. No problem. All right, y'all.
All right. Shout out to him. We got a lot of people calling in, though. But if the rest of you guys want to holler at them, I'll give you one last opportunity after we play this joint right here. So this is London. The name of this joint right here is called I Hate My Job. Who doesn't? I mean, it's like really rare that people love their jobs. I think it's like they did a study. It's not even 5% of the workforce who actually like what they do for a living. And that's like, you know, it's 1%.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so it's like, that's crazy, man. Like 5% of the workforce actually love their job, and the rest of them are doing it because of mostly financial reasons, because of how much they get paid to do it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, a lot of people just doing it because they just have to, you know, to survive. It's really crazy. So this should hit home with a lot of people. All right. London, name is joining us called I Hate My Job. This is K100 Radio. www.k100radio.com. Let's go.
The hottest hip-hop and R&B mixes on K100 Radio.
Yeah, listen. I'm tired of going to work, slaving all day, getting paid minimum wage. My supervisors have my age, making double my salary, serving celery. So I'm not listening to anything that he's telling me. Mop the floor, clean the toilet, wash the dishes. I'm the boss, you better listen or else. Or else what? I'll write you up for insubordination. I hate them boys that like girls, and the last thing I need is a referral from Earl. So I sweep the floor, take a shit, come my problem fixed, I'm about to go on break. Let me get a large fry, two double cheeseburgers with a large shake. Wait, I'm in charge, and everything you get that large, make it a small, and one burger. And you forgot to wash your dishes, so that half an hour break just got cut to 15 minutes. What you tripping? Man, calm down, it's just fast food. Well, eat your food fast and watch your mouth, and don't forget to clock out. I hate my job, man, one day I'm gonna quit or get fired, but I don't give a shit. Until then, I'ma keep my manager pissed. $8 an hour, how the hell am I getting rich? I say, I hate my job, man, one day I'm gonna quit or get fired, but I don't give a shit. Until then, I'ma keep my manager pissed. $8 an hour, how the hell am I getting rich? An hour later, break's over, I'm about to clock back in. Where you been? I said 15 minutes, it's been an hour. I've been trying to find you. Here, take the headset. You're not a front counter anymore. I'm putting you in the drive-thru. Welcome to Fat Burger. May I take your order? Yes, can I get a number one classic and a happy meal for my daughter? Instead of the soda, can you exchange it for some water? Yes, I can. Pull to the first window, your total 610. She pulled up in the bin, sitting on 10 plus 10, and gave me a 10. When I gave her a change, she gave me a grin. So I said, what's your name? Well, my name is Janice Parker, but my friends call me Jane. Well, can I get your number in exchange for mine? What are you doing? You wasting time in three cars in line waiting behind this man. Stop tripping, just give me 1 minute. You got 30 seconds, and ma'am, you can pull up, your food's ready. I hate my job, man, one day I'm gonna quit or get fired, but I don't give a shit. Until then, I'ma keep my manager pissed. $8 an hour, how the hell am I getting rich? I say, I hate my job, man, one day I'm gonna quit or get fired, but I don't give a shit. Until then, I'ma keep my manager pissed. $8 an hour, how the hell am I getting rich? So what's up, Janice? You gonna let me get your number or what? You're funny. My number is 404-454-3221. All right, then. I'ma call you later, all right? All right.
London, I need to see you in my office right now.
All right, then, Janice. I gotta go. That's my manager, Earl the Girl. Yeah, Earl, you want to see me?
That's Mr. Earl to you. Take a seat.
Nah, I'd rather stand up.
All right. Due to your performance here, I'm suspending you 3 days without pay.
Without pay? Man, you know what? I quit.
You quit?
Yeah, I quit. And while you at it, man, clean up my shit. I stopped the toilet up. I hate my job, man. One day I'm gonna quit or get fired, but I don't give a shit. Until then, I'ma keep my manager pissed. $8 an hour, how the hell am I getting rich? I say, I ain't my job, man, one day I'm going
to now tuned into K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
All right. That was I Hate My Job by London. You probably should get fired for trying to get a girl's number at the drive-in, at the drive-thru. I'm just saying. That's kind of like a fire in the fence, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. London Childs, ladies and gentlemen. It's been great. It's been a dope direct line interview. Shout out to him. Give him your contact information, website, social media, everything they can get in contact with you real quick.
I'm London Childs. You can hit me up, number 678-760-5797. You get my email up at London. That's for the LUNDON.M@gmail.com. Twitter, London at London Childs. Instagram, London MC. Facebook, London Childs. The London is with a U instead of an O, so it's LUNDON Childs. And you find me online. appreciate all the love out there. I appreciate the blessing to give me this opportunity, man. I love what you're doing for these artists. I definitely want to come back, man, and do this again, hopefully, man.
Oh, definitely. We're definitely going to do it again, homie. It's you know, we're going to be here for a while, God willing. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't plan on throwing in the towel. Although sometimes I want to, I don't plan on doing it. I'm going to keep it rolling. I'm going to keep it moving. Now, if you didn't get a chance to hear the whole interview here with London, you can always hit us up on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/K100Radio. If you already use SoundCloud, you know what it is. Just type in K100 Radio. That's the letter K, the number 100, K100 Radio, all one word. Just type that in the search. We'll pop right up. Follow us. We'll follow back. You know what I'm saying? Check out your tunes if you're into it, or if you're just coming through to listen. We've got a ton of interviews. We've got a ton of live event coverage, all kinds of stuff. Also, our YouTube be popping. If you're a YouTuber, hit us up on YouTube and follow us over there on YouTube. Make sure you connect with us on all our social networks and other platforms. But all of this information, all of these links and everything you need to know about us, www.k100radio.com. Shout out to everybody who called in and listened. You get ready to roll up out of here, man. We really appreciate it. It's Grammy season. I'm a Grammy voter, in case you didn't know that. And I'm going to be voting on my final ballot within the next day or so. I will not be voting for back-to-back for a fucking Grammy. Are you kidding me? I don't know. I'm just upset that it even made it to this final round ballot. I got a lot of work to do. I'm trying to fix it, y'all. They trying to bring some of us newer, younger folks in to be a part of this process. And yeah, I won't let you down, but I don't know how it's going to turn out. It may be fucking the Grammys again this year. I don't know. But I'm going to do my best to pick some solid, dope hip-hop for you guys. I'm going to do my part. So check it out. We got a lot of stuff going on in 2016. So if you're really rocking with K1's Radio, just follow us, man, and connect with us, especially on like IG and Facebook and Twitter, K100_Radio. Because a lot of the events and stuff that we have, we've got a lot of events planned up for 2016. If you're an independent artist and you rock with independent music and stuff like that, we got a lot of stuff going on during the course of the year that we're gonna be sponsoring. So you guys make sure you connect with us, and you know you can stay up on the events that we're a part of. And we promise to just deliver nothing but the dopeness. But, of course, we want you tuning in to our broadcast 24/7. You know what I'm saying? Our app is free. Of course, you can take us in the car. Just plug us up with your aux cord if you got one of those fancy Bluetooth-connected enabled devices. Connect us to your car and just launch the app, and it sounds crystal clear. It sounds just like your radio. So you can take us in the car, too. Anywhere the internet goes, we go. K100 Radio. Appreciate it. And we're out.
Hey, it's your man DJ Will Money. Catch my mix show Street Anthems Live right here on K100 Radio each and every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern as I bring you the latest R&B and hip-hop music. Plus, check out my Indie Spotlight segment where I give indie artists